evening and welcome. It's KBC Arts, arts and entertainment, as well as the people and places providing it. I'm David Fleming. Before we get going, a reminder that KVCR-FM is listener-supported public radio with most of the KVCR operating budget coming from the listener. We'll hit the on-air portion of our membership campaign starting April 1st, and we hope to keep it as short as possible. It can possibly be a shorter campaign because you don't have to wait for the on-air portion of our spring drive to make a contribution. You can support KVCR any time of the year, day or night, with a contribution at kvcrnews.org/support. Now on to the show. On tonight's KVC Arts, I'll be speaking with Larry Chance of the Earls. They charted a few times with Doo-Wop in 1962, both at the regional and national level, had some music make it into the world of disco, and are performing today. Chance will be in the region soon as part of the lineup with the best of Doo-Wop Volume 6 in Cerritos, March 21st. That's presented by LAR Enterprises, with the complete lineup and more at larent.com. We'll also hear from Shireen Awad tonight with a look at some events in our region. We're going to start the program with KVCR's Lillian Vasquez in conversation with Ignacio Bachetto of Il Volo. Il Volo is on their 10 years live tour with a stop in India, March 7th.
Che bella cosa, una giornata sole, aria serena, dopo una tempesta, e l'aria fresca, pare già una festa, che bella cosa, una giornata sole.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Excited to speak with you. What does Il Volo mean?
Well, Il Volo means, in English, means literally the flight.
Flight?
And the flight, yes. Flight, airplane, flight.
Yeah.
And but for us, it's like in a metaphoric meaning because, you know, with the desire of flying all over the cities and all over the world.
Ah, okay. Well, very good. I want to step back for a little bit. I want you to share how it all started for all three of you guys. Now, I know you've told this story at least once or twice before, but would you share it again for our listeners how the three of you came together?
Okay, so we met an Italian TV show, and we were three single singers. And the producer of this program decided to put our three voices together, so we become a group. This is how Il Volo was born.
When you were at this performance or at this contest or talent show, did you hear your two friends, Gianluca, who weren't your friends yet, you didn't know them, or Piero, were you able to hear them perform?
Yes, of course.
And what did you think of them?
You know, well, we used to sing almost the same kind of music. I mean, we had similar voices. And when the producer decided to let us sing together, the three of us, the first song was O Sole Mio, I said, okay, I'm going to share the stage with two men, with two guys, and let's see what is going to happen. And I think it's not easy to put three young men together and sing together and share the stage, share the feelings in a so young age. But I could say that we had a good relation since the very beginning of us singing together. So we've been very lucky.
And how old were you and the other two when you competed in this competition?
We were 14, 15, 16.
Wow. When you look back from where you are now and you look back at some of the young video or maybe your PBS shows or your time on American Idol or America's Got Talent, what do you think when you look back at those videos?
I think, oh my God, how many pounds I lost. Because I was a little, not a little, a big meatball.
Okay.
And yes, but, you know, I remember, I have a good memories of us young singing and at the beginning of our career, because, you know, we were three young Italian men traveling all over the world and seeing something new in life. And, you know, seeing us today and being from where we started, you know, it's really, how can I say, we are proud of what we've done.
Sure, you've come a long way.
Yes, it's been a long way, and I hope it's going to be a long way.
Well, I'm sure the path is there for you all to perform for many years. I want to ask you about Notte Magica. It was a tribute to the three tenors, which aired on PBS across the nation, as is your current PBS special, 10 Years. What's been the difference between the two concerts?
Well, this was a tribute to the three tenors, and we shared the stage with Placido Domingo, which has been a huge honor for us, have one of them on stage with us. And, well, we had to study a lot. I mean, not enough as the real tenor of the opera theater studied, but we put so much effort in studying and tried to learn how to sing the arias, which is really different from like Sole Mio or Grande Amore, or what we are used to sing.
Right.
You know, we really had fun. And we can say it's been one of the most beautiful tours over the world. We had so much joy with this tour. Daylight, I must wait for the
sunrise. I must think. So let's talk a little bit about 10 Years. What songs do you sing as a soloist in 10 Years, and which do you really enjoy performing?
Okay, in this tour, the 10 Years tour, and we are celebrating 10 years, we are going to sing all the songs from all 10 years, starting from Il Mondo, Una Amore Così Grande, O Sole Mio, until Nessun Dorma and Grande Amore, the latest. What about the solo? I used to sing Memories at the beginning, Memory from Barbara Streisand, I made it a successful song.
Yes.
And I'm really happy to have the opportunity to sing this song this year, because I love it. I love the Barbara Streisand version. And sing this song after 10 years, it's beautiful.
My guest is Ignacio Bochero. He is one-third of El Volo. They'll be performing on March 7th at Fantasy Springs Casino. Right now, he's calling in from Connecticut, where he'll be performing at the casino there. You mentioned Barbara Streisand and singing one of the songs. You guys had the opportunity to work with Barbara Streisand, right?
Yeah, we had the luck to tour with her. We were part of the show. We were singing with her, and we sang together Smile, a beautiful song by Charlie Chaplin. And, I mean, she's been a teacher for us. She's perfect. She does everything perfectly. She acts perfectly. She sings perfectly. And it's been really a luck to meet her in our lives, because she taught us really many, many things.
So advice or things to watch for, or what did she...
Yeah, many advice, like always study, be humble, always remember from where we are coming from. And she's been so nice to us.
You have been all over the United States with a couple of tours. What have you enjoyed about the U.S. overall, and what cities and states did you really enjoy?
You know, what I really enjoy from USA, that every city is different. The audience almost every time is different, and it's beautiful to see the different reaction from the people. I can say from the Italian-American one, from the American, the original American, being feeling emotion from the songs for the Italian culture, for the Italian music. And I mean, from New York until Los Angeles, it's a completely different way to live life, and every time we enjoy the differences.
Do you feel the three of you are, I don't know, introducing your genre of music to a younger audience? You're talking about your audience. Is it a younger audience or an older audience when you go, or does it vary?
Well, in our country, you can find from the kids of 2 years ago until the grandma of 90 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, it's a concert that you can come with the family, the nephew with the grandma or the mom, the aunt. And it's a show for everyone.
What do you like most about being a performer or about your career? What fun perks have you been able to take advantage of because of your being a part of El Volo?
Well, I can say the most beautiful thing is see how powerful can be music.
Mm.
I mean, our goal has always been bring our culture over the world through our music, and see people that get emotional by our music. It's something that really full our hearts of joy, and I think this is what we enjoy most.
So I thought maybe one of the perks would have been free tickets to Disneyland when you're in Southern California, no?
Well, I've been to Disneyland and I love Disneyland.
Where are you from in Italy?
I was born in the north, too, in Bologna, but my family originally is from the south. So then we moved to the south, and now I'm completely from the south because the Sicilian origin are too strong.
Are you the only singer in your family, or is there more singers within your family?
Yeah, actually, and I'm the only singer in pitch in my family. Because everyone sings, but not that tune. But yes, my sister sings. She's good.
Older or younger?
No, she's older.
Did you study at all before you competed in that talent show in 2009? Were you already studying music or just a natural gift?
Well, I could say that it's a natural gift. I just studied how I could sing some parts, like, but in a rhythmic way, not of a technique, voice technique. We can say all the three of us, we've been lucky. Nature has been so generous to us.
Who encouraged you to compete or to perform?
My mom. Because my mom has always been the one who always believed in me. And I'm a kind of person who says, it's okay, I'm okay. Yes, I sing because I like to sing. But when I was a kid, I didn't want to be famous. Like, I didn't want the fame. But my mama was saying, you got to do this because people has to know your voice, your way to see music, and you have to do. But I really have to say, I must say thanks to my family.
Oh, very good. How was school for you? When you were on tour, you started at a very young age, 15, 16, as you were describing.
Yeah.
And for the other guys, how did you get your education? Was it on the road, or did you go back to school when you weren't on tour?
No, we did private school because we were always traveling around the world, and so we did exam when we were coming back from traveling. Mm. So we were standing on tour, and then when we come back home, we used to do exam for the school.
My guest is Ignacio Bochetto. He is with El Volo. They'll be here on March 7th at the Fantasy Springs Casino in
yes.
Indio. Now, you've been performing for over 10 years. What advice would you share with those up-and-coming artists? What have you learned along the road in 10 years? What would you share?
Well, I would say to do everything with passion and love what you are doing. I mean, I never seen this world as a business, but I always seen this world as a passion, as a way to live my life. I mean, for me, music is everything. And when I sing, I try to let the people feel the same thing that I feel. So this is the most important advice.
Well, let me just ask you about your concert. When you come to California and you perform here in Fantasy Springs, what can the
yes.
audience expect from that concert, from you and the other two?
Well, we really like to have fun on stage. I mean, it's our life, and we want the people, the audience, to be part of the show, and we hope that they can get emotioned, they can feel what we are feeling while we are singing. We hope they're going to have fun. And, I mean, it's going to be our celebration of 10 years, and they're going to be all the most beautiful songs of our repertoire, so it's going to be a beautiful show.
What songs for sure that you know will be in this concert?
Well, of course, Il Mondo, Non Vuol Così Grande, O Sole Mio, Volare, Nessun Dorma. And then I cannot say all the list because otherwise it's not going to be a surprise.
All right, that sounds fair. What artists do you enjoy listening to?
Oh, my God, I really love Stevie Wonder. I love Brian McKnight, Ray Charles. And from today, I think Bruno Mars is one of my favorites. Yeah.
And lastly, what do you and the guys do when you're on tour but not performing? What do you enjoy doing? Do you get a chance to go to the movies? Do you just go hang out?
Yes, sometimes.
So what do you enjoy doing?
Yes, sometimes we go to the cinema. Sometimes we go play tennis. And when we are touring and we tour with the bus, so we do a long travel, we used to play PlayStation on the bus. So we have fun when we are free.
Ignacio, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. I look forward to meeting you when you come to Indio on March 7th. Thank you so much.
See you soon. Thank you.
Ciao.
Ciao.
That was KVCR's Lillian Vasquez in conversation with Ignacio Buschetto of Il Volo. Il Volo is on their 10 Years Live tour with a stop in Indio March 7th. Tickets and information on this and other events coming soon to our region at kvcrnews.org/events. You're listening to KVCR. It's on 91.9 KVCR. Streaming at kvcrnews.org. I'm David Fleming. You can also tell your smart speaker to play KVCR. And a reminder, once again, that the on-air portion of our spring membership campaign will be kicking off April 1st, and we hope to keep it as short as possible. You don't have to wait for April 1st, though. You can give any time of the day or night, any time of the year, at kvcrnews.org/support. Up in just a couple of minutes, I'll be speaking with Larry Chance of the Earls, part of the lineup with the Best of Doo-Wop Volume 6 in Cerritos soon. More just ahead, also at larent.com. First, though, here's KVCR's Sharina Wad with some more events in our region soon.
No stranger to KVC Arts, author Larry Burns has a trio of events coming up in the next few weeks for his book, Secret Inland Empire, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure. There'll be a book signing and presentation at the Ovitt Family Community Library on C Street in Ontario. That's Tuesday, March 3rd from 6:30 to 8 p.m. On Saturday, March 7th, 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., there'll be a book signing at the Riverside County History Symposium at the home front at Camp Anza on Picker Street in Riverside. Then on Tuesday the 10th, we'll have another book signing and presentation from noon to 1:30 p.m. at the Redlands, Kiwanis, and Masonic Lodge on Cajon Street in Redlands. More on Facebook as well as LarryBurns.net. Once again, on the evening of March 7th, Italian operatic pop trio Il Volo will bring their powerhouse vocals to Fantasy Spring Casino's Special Events Center in Indio. Il Volo is celebrating their first decade with a new best of album, Il Volo, the Best of 10 Years. The concert starts at 8 p.m. Broadway at the Gardens presents Sister Act at the Lewis Family Playhouse in Rancho Cucamonga. Sister Act is a feel-good musical comedy smash based on the hit 1992 film filled with powerful gospel music, outrageous dancing, and a truly moving story. Sister Act has performances on March 6th through March 15th. Dutch violinist and conductor Andre Rieu will be at the Honda Center in Anaheim on March 21st. Known as the King of Waltz, Andre is celebrating 32 years performing with his Johann Strauss Orchestra. If you've heard Andre on the radio with Lifestyles with Lillian Vasquez, or you've seen him on KBCR TV, now's your chance to see him live at the Honda Center. Tickets and more information on Andre Rieu, Sister Act, as well as Il Volo, at kvcrnews.org/events. On March 7th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., it's the annual Garden Festival and Flower Show, with a theme for this year, Pockets Full of Sunshine. Whether you're interested in instructional workshops like how to care for succulents, or how to create a fairy garden, planting opportunities for kids, or you're just interested in viewing or purchasing plants, the Garden Festival and Flower Show is for you. That's at the Lawrence Hutton Community Center in Colton, with free admission and parking. Dome Talks are monthly evening discussions that feature authors and thought leaders discussing topics relevant to the past, present, and future of our inland Southern California region. The 2020 lineup features provocative, timely, sciencey, and quirky issues that affect the lives of Californians. Dome Talks is once a month until July at the San Bernardino County Museum in Redlands, with the next event happening March 24th. Now, off to the library. With St. Patrick's Day approaching, get it going a little early this year with a concert by the Feckin' Celts, a traditional Irish folk band from Southern California, which began in a campfire setting at Civil War reenactments. Jigs and reels, songs, and more at this free concert March 10th at 5:30 p.m. in the Bing Wong Auditorium at the Feldheim Central Library in San Bernardino. More at sbpl.org. The Roe Branch Library on Marshall Boulevard in San Bernardino will be celebrating the National Education Association's Read Across America Day, which celebrates Dr. Seuss's birthday and the joys of reading. That's Monday, March 2nd, with a Dr. Seuss story time featuring a guest reader from the mayor's office. More than 45 million readers across the country, both young and old, will be celebrating the annual Read Across America Day this year. Hours at the Via Senor Branch Library of the San Bernardino Public Library will shift to summer hours beginning Monday, March 9th, with the return of daylight savings time. Via Senor at 525 North Mount Vernon Avenue will be open from 3 to 8 p.m. on Mondays and Tuesdays. Currently, the hours are 1 to 6 p.m. on Wednesday and Thursday. Library hours remain the same for the city's other libraries. Again, sbpl.org for more. For KVC Arts, I'm Shireen Awad.
And thank you, Shireen. I'm David Fleming. You're listening to KVC Arts on 91.9 KVCR, online and mobile devices at kvcrnews.org. Many past shows can be found through iTunes, Spotify, NPR One, and Google Play, and all past shows are at kvcrnews.org/arts. Also, you can now tell your smart speaker to play KVCR. Coming to Cerritos soon, at the Cerritos Performing Arts Center, it's the Best of Doo-Wop Volume 6 with The Capris, Lala Brooks, who we heard from last week, Kenny Vance and the Planetones, the a cappella group Classic Sounds, and our next guest, Larry Chance. Larry Chance and the Earls started charting in 1962, not long after they were known as the Hi-Hatters.
Let them talk if they want to.
Remember then, maybe the biggest for you guys, but so much other nice stuff out there. Life is but a dream. One quick example were the Hi-Hatters, the same type of group with just a different name.
Well, we had planned on buying white tails and tucks with spats and top hats and canes and gloves.
Wow.
But we had no money. So each person in the group had a different idea of what the name should be. So I said, look, the fairest thing would be I'll open up a dictionary, I'll close my eyes, and I'll whatever page it lands on, whatever it lands on, that's what we'll call the group. And it landed on the word Earl, nobleman of high rank. I said, well, that's it, we're the Earls.
Yeah.
And that's how that came about. And I always said if I had to move my finger just the hair, we could have been the ears.
And is this also the same time when you guys became the Earls? This is the same time that you changed your name to Chance? And was this a legal change, by the way, or just totally for the
show? It's a legal change. My wife, who was the owner of Old Town Records, decided that he wanted me to do a couple of singles. In fact, I did one on his Barry label called Let Them Talk. Flipside was called Promise or Anything. It came out as Larry Chance, and it came about this way. He said, I want you to do a single. I said, no, I'm going to stay with the group. Come on, take a chance. You do a single. I said, I want to stay with the group. Take a chance. What do you got to lose? Take a chance. If the single makes it, you take your boys with you. Take a chance. I like that. Larry Chance, that's what we'll call you. That's how that came about.
Oh, wow. That's a great one. So I know you were born in Philly, not going to New York, not going to the Bronx until you were about 15. But when you were still in Philadelphia, were you doing anything musically?
Well, I was singing every time I could. You know, if some guys got together in the boys' room or on a corner and sang, I'd join in.
Okay, but nothing as...
formally as one specific study group, no.
Okay, gotcha. So that happened then. You became the Hi-Hatters and then eventually the Earls. You have had at least a couple of guys in the band that played with Dion at some point. That really makes me want to ask. I know that you were inspired by the sight of these burn barrels and groups on so many street corners.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There were groups in every corner in Philly, and especially the Bronx when I got there. And guys would go in the boys' rooms and sing, you know, between classes. And I always joined in. You know, I've always loved music. That's how that came about.
Were there other groupings on, say, just the next corner over that also became huge that folks...
Oh, sure. The Mellow Kings were only blocks away. Mm. Dion and the Belmonts, the Regents.
Mm.
So many, yeah. The Chantels, my He's So Fine girls, they were also from the Bronx. The Chiffons, so there
were
so many.
Well, okay. I expected you to name a name or two. That's... Let's look at before some of the bigger ones, like Remember Then. We'll get to that in just a second. But Looking for My Baby, this one came earlier. And this is really a fun one. Did this chart at all? How did
it
this
went
one...
bubbling under.
Oh, no.
I love that record. I don't know why, but I did. I thought it was, maybe it came out a year or two too late or something. I don't know. But, you know, also, Rome Records didn't have the greatest distributorship, sad to say. You know, they were a small label. But I thought Looking for My Baby was actually a better record than Life is But a Dream.
I'd have to say, yeah, because it has this hook that gets you right away.
Yeah, it's catchy.
Yeah, and the other one is a wonderful, as you said it, Acapulco. But we'll get to that later on as well. So then in 1962 or so, that's when we got Remember Then. That one came from writers from the Brill Building. I forget their names at the moment, but how did you guys get that song? Was it a label bringing the song to you? How do you get something from the Brill Building?
Actually, it came to us as Remember When.
Oh.
And it was written by Tony Powers, and I forget the name of the other woman. That was Remember When. We had auditioned for Stan Vincent. Stan liked the song, but he said it needed some changes. And he rewrote it, and it became Remember Then. But then I believe that Tony Powers went after him, and they ended up settling, and both names were on the song when it became Remember Then.
You were just fortunate, him having heard the song. That is really nice. Now, I will admit at this point that I knew of the song first because of Sha Na Na, but I understand Jimmy Powell tried to do a UK version of it. I never heard this version. Have you?
I don't know. I've heard a French version, an Italian version. The Latin lads did my song Never in Spanish. You know, there are so many versions of it now.
Okay.
But
all
I'm proud to say we were first.
That's right. And it was a great, great one. And again, another fun tune. There are other records that I know that charted, but I don't know when or where. Never, for example. This was top five on more the local charts than the national. Is that correct?
It was on the national charts, and it was a top five record in New York, Philly.
I guess I didn't realize, and I don't think that they do this anymore, if they have charts for New York or charts for Philly. I think all
yes,
I know of
Yeah, absolutely. Different locations would have their own charts.
I kind of wish that they still did that today. That would be
I do,
cool.
too.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
You know, radio's changed, and it's a pleasure to have people like you that not only are allowed to use your personality, but you help keep this particular genre of music alive.
Oh.
Because without you, we don't exist anymore. I'm very appreciative, and I thank you for it.
Oh, well, you know what? I thank you for it. And I've said this many times in these interviews, and sometimes it even makes it to the air, but I believe you're right in between my father's age and my mother's age. And so I was actually listening to a lot of doo-wop when I was a kid and a great fan of doo-wop long before I started into Led Zeppelin or Styx or Queen or some of those groups. But so I thank
like
you
some
for
of those too.
Yes, indeed. Oh, yeah. Well, some you just have to.
On the streets of the Bronx is where I wanna be. Standing on the corner singing good old harmony.
Life Is But a Dream. Okay, we mentioned that one earlier. And again, I saw a recording of you guys doing this one, in your words, Acapulco. So, and I really appreciated that. I lost some coffee on that one. In performance these days, especially when you're sharing the bill with many other artists on a showcase concert, so less time on stage, do you still work in some Acapulco into your performance?
Yes, we do. I throw in at least one.
Good.
It's how we started. It's really the roots of doo-wop, where people singing on the corner with no music. You know, our music might have been a cowbell or a tambourine at most. We made music with our voices.
That's true. Have you seen any of these movies, Pitch Perfect and all this kind of thing? There's a lot of acapella revival. You have me saying it wrong now. There's a lot of...
Oh, there is. There is a big movement again with acapella. And, you know, there are movies like A Bronx Tale.
Love that.
You know, kids are singing. You hear that sound of an acapella group singing a song called Back on the Streets of the Bronx, yeah, which we actually put together for Chaz. Our version was the original version, which was an up-tempo version.
Mm-hmm.
But the producers of the film wanted it as a ballad. So there's still a lot of great movie soundtracks that are coming out using doo-wop and some acapella numbers.
And something else, again, with your performances these days, I hope that no matter how many other folks are on the bill, it's still very much, I'd say, a comedy act along with the singing. You guys are very interactive and get people laughing. And so that's something really, really nice as well.
On the streets of the Bronx,
on the streets of the Bronx,
the streets of the Bronx is where I wanna be.
You're listening to KVC Arts on 91.9 KVCR, streaming at kvcrnews.org. I'm David Fleming. All past shows are at kvcrnews.org/arts, and many can be found on a variety of streaming platforms. We are listener-supported public radio, with the bulk of our operating budget coming from the listener. A reminder, then, that the on-air portion of our spring membership campaign will be underway starting April 1st, though you can help us early and maybe make that drive a bit shorter. Give at kvcrnews.org/support. Back now to Larry Chance of the Earls. They charted a few times in the world of doo-wop, starting in 1962, both at the regional and at the national level, and later had some music make it in with the disco craze. Chance will be in the region soon as part of the lineup with the Best of Doo-Wop Volume 6 in Cerritos, March 21st. That's presented by LAR Enterprises, with the complete lineup and more at larent.com.
Will you take part in but a dream, is what you make it, always try to get.
Let's look at Life Is But a Dream.
When we went to Rome Records, Trade loved that song, and I did too. But he said, we have to do it a little differently. Maybe we'll start it as a ballad and then do it up-tempo. We decided to do it a lot different. In fact, I'll tell you an odd story. Whenever
please,
I worked with the Harptones,
uh-huh,
I never did that song. And it was written by their keyboard player. And he would ask me so many times, how come you don't do it? And I said, if you can't do it better, do it differently. And we did it differently. But out of respect, I just wouldn't do it on the same bill.
Nice.
Willie Winfield and the Harptones and I are very close. He's asked me 100 times to do it, but I won't do it when he's on the bill.
That makes sense. It's respectful, and people would want to hear him do it, too.
You know?
Yeah, that's right. Now, when you did it, it seems like back then, 50s and definitely going into the 60s, folks covering other people's material, it didn't seem so much as what we look at today as somebody doing a, quote, cover. Does that...
Right. Well, they weren't always covers, because often it was the same. As an example, Life Is But a Dream by the Harptones was a ballad.
Yes.
We
yes,
did it up to Life Is But a Dream. So it was the same song, but an entirely different version.
Other recordings that I wrote down include Looking for My Baby and Kissing. Were those charters?
Well, Kissing and Cry, Cry, Cry were starting to climb the charts, and along came the British invasion.
Okay.
And it kind of killed those two. They got wonderful reviews.
Yeah, okay.
But the British invasion at that time kind of destroyed doo-wop, actually.
Well, that is why I had Kissing written right above, asking how did the British invasion affect the Earls.
Oh, it killed us. If you weren't the Four Seasons, the Beach Boys, Jay and the Americans, or Motown, you didn't get played. You did not get played, and that's just how it was.
At this point, you suddenly had to be huge or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, wow.
So what we did, we became a dance band. And when Joey D left the Peppermint Lounge, we would go to places like the Peppermint Lounge. Then we went to a place called the Riviera Lounge 5 nights a week. We went for a 2-week engagement and stayed for 107 weeks. Yes, and every Friday and Saturday, they'd have all the Motown acts. Every Motown act would come in on the weekends, and we'd play dance music. Mm. They'd do a show, and then we'd go play more dance music.
Okay.
But it kept me in the business, you know, and then I moved to the Catskills.
Okay, well, there you
go. Catskill Mountains, New York, what they call the Bush Belt. Yes. I did my solo act, and I worked with people like Alan King and Howie Mandel and Joy Behar and Red Buttons and so forth.
That was later 60s?
You know, I've always been in the business. It's the only thing I live for.
When you were working those dance band gigs that you were just speaking of in between other acts from all the Motown legends, did you end up backing some of these legends then? Did
yes.
they? Yeah?
Yes, my guys backed Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells, the Four Tops, Jackie Wilson, yeah.
Oh, wow, nice.
Benny King would bring in his own band. Some brought in their own band and were self-contained, but those that weren't, my guys backed.
Any times where you did an unexpected duet with somebody out of the Motown world?
With Tammy Terrell.
Yeah?
At the Peppermint Lounge, yeah, Tammy would come in now and then. Adam Wade, I don't know if you remember Adam Wade, quite a few. And they were wonderful people, too. Not just, you know, great performers. They were, for the most part, just nice guys, and they had no airs about them. They were a pleasure to work with.
And that's how you hope that it would be. That's
and I
definitely
got to work with people like Red Buttons, and just lovely man to open for. He was just terrific.
Now, you had already had quite a recording career before this, but it just occurred to me to ask with, say, Red Buttons, and you named a few other comedians, did you learn anything from these seasoned comedians that you, as a singer, could take into your act?
Well, I've always had an edge for comedy.
True.
In fact, I don't know how familiar you would be with Don Imus.
Yes,
and
okay.
The Imus in the Morning Show. I spent 10 years on that show doing characters. So I've always had an edge for comedy. And in fact, now and then, I would feed a couple of things to some of the comics to try. So I've always had that edge, comedy edge. I just love to make people laugh.
Sweet.
You know what it is? What I did learn from them is that it's called entertainment. It's not just the music. It's you want people to leave and say, that was fun. And
yep.
That's what I try to do.
Well,
yeah, I want them to just have had a great experience. Not just music, but music, laughter. And then I do a song called I Believe, which I dedicate to our fighting men or our veterans, which will put tears in some eyes. I like to bring out emotions in everyone so that when they leave, they just know that they had a good time.
Wonderful. You know what? I believe we mentioned Streets of the Bronx earlier, Bronx Tale. Loved that one, but completely autobiographical? Streets.
Pretty much so, yeah.
Yeah? How did it come about? Or were you trying to write
a
song?
Chaz had a one-man play. Bronx Tale was originally a one-man show. He played 18 characters. And Robert De Niro had seen the show, and Robert loved it. And he wanted to make a film. So Chaz called and he said, guys, I need a tune for my show. It's going to be a motion picture. So we came up with On the Streets of the Bronx. That's where I want to be. Standing on the corner, singing good old harmony, waiting for the man to come along and discover me.
So
my father preaches, son, please get a job. I don't want to work. I want to be a singing star. Drive up and down the Bronx in my brand new shiny car. As I said, it became a ballad in the film because the producers wanted it as a ballad. It's fun. We try to slip that one in when we have enough time on stage. We'll do the original version of that song.
I hope so. If I don't see it this time, I'll see you again.
I hope so.
I've got just a few more things for you, and I appreciate your time very, very much.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Oh, thank you. Explain for folks who Geraldo Santana Banana and Rainbow Johnson are.
Don Imus called me one day, and we had the same record producer, which is how Don and I met, actually. And his brother Fred was a fine country music writer, but he couldn't sing. So they needed someone to sing his songs and make demos so he could send them around in Nashville. And they chose me. And I remember being in the studio, and I did one of the songs, and Don said, can you do that a key higher? And I said, are you crazy? And he knew I could do these things. When he came back from Cleveland, back to New York here to NBC Radio, he gave me a call. He said, I have an idea. He said, you know, Channel 9 has a vice president and general manager who expresses his editorial opinion. I want to have a vice president and general manager in charge of editorial opinion. And he'll be a cross between Rosanna Santana and Geraldo Rivera. What do you think? We'll call him Geraldo Santana Banana. I said, it's not a problem, man. I can do that. Aren't you kidding me? It's going to be a good time. And so along came Rainbow Johnson. I did song parodies. I would do all the parts. You know, say, killing me and the boys got a little ditty for you. And we do a little, you know. As I said, I love comedy. I love making people laugh.
Name me an Earl song that you feel should have been bigger. And so maybe it didn't get proper distribution. We were talking about that. Maybe it was just simply swallowed up by other songs that
honest with you.
Okay.
Actually, three.
Okay.
Three songs and I felt we're going to do it. And all three got great reviews.
Okay.
One was in 1967.
67.
And it was released on ABC Paramount, produced by George Kern. It was called It's Been a Long Time Coming.
Hmm.
And the second was Cry, Cry, Cry.
Oh, okay.
Cry, cry, cry. Nim, nim, nim.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
felt that was a better recording than Remember Then or Never. But again, I think that was just about the beginning of the British invasion, and that went to Bubbling Under.
Gotcha. Okay.
But that was it. And the other was in the disco era, we did a disco version of Tonight Could Be the Night, the old Velvet set. And it was Cashbox Pick of the Week, Billboard Spotlight Single. The California Disco Association called it the hottest record of the month.
Huh.
Blows my hat off. I still have these reviews.
Yeah.
And that one broke my heart because it was a great record. If I say so myself.
Well, if you can be subjective at this point, it's totally fine. It's always a pleasure. And this was a wonderful pleasure. I thank you again. I've been speaking with Larry Chance, part of the lineup with the Best of Doo-Wop Volume 6 in Cerritos, March 21st, along with the Capris, Lala Brooks, Kenny Vance and the Planetones, and the a cappella group Classic Sounds. That's presented by LAR Enterprises. More at larent.com. And with that, we wrap up another edition of KBC Arts. Thanks again to Larry Chance, as well as to Ignacio Bachetto with Il Divo. Again, Il Divo will be at Fantasy Springs in Indio March 7th. More at kvcrnews.org/events, along with other concerts and more coming soon to the area. Here at KVCR, thanks to Lillian Vasquez, Rick Dulock, and Sharina Wad. Music beds and themes heard on KVCR, it's composed and performed by Sean Longstreet, so thanks to Sean as well. Many past shows can be found through iTunes, Spotify, NPR One, and Google Play, and all past shows are at kvcrnews.org/arts. Also, you can now tell your smart speaker to play KVCR. I'm David Fleming, thanks especially to you for listening and for your support. And one more reminder with that in mind, that the on-air portion of our spring membership campaign begins April 1st, and that drive could be a bit shorter with your help. Give any time at kvcrnews.org/support. And thanks again.